Hello, everyone out there on Radio Statler. This is Side Pocket once again. We actually have an in-booth interview. I've been doing so many running around floor interviews, and this originally was going to be one of those floor interviews, but we have time, so I decided, hey, upgrade. Let's bring him into our wonderful booth. And so right now we have one of the architects. Well, you guys are usually here most of the time. I'm always looking forward to it, not only because of the stuff you bring here, but you have your own conference festival out in, I believe it's Morristown, because I'm from New Jersey, so...
Wall Township,
which is the Mid-Atlantic Retro Computer... I'm losing the last
one. All right, I'll take it from here.
Yes.
So my name's Evan. Hello, Hope. Hello, Rald.
I need more mate.
So I'm president of a user group called MARCH, Mid-Atlantic Retro Computing Hobbyist. We're 10 years old, and we're just a computer club. Yeah. We collect, restore, and exhibit vintage computers from, say, the 50s to the 80s. Mm-hmm. And we have members spread out from, say, D.C. to Pittsburgh to Hartford, and a few beyond. Mostly our members are hardcore in Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, etc. And we have our own bricks and mortar computer museum in Wall, New Jersey, down the shore. And we have lots of events throughout the year. Our flagship event you were referencing is called the Vintage Computer Festival East.
Yes.
And it's every springtime at our museum. Mm-hmm. Next year's show is April 17 to 19. And the VCF East is like no other event you've ever been to. Mm-hmm. If anyone's ever been to an antique car show, if you touch something, they cut your hand off on the spot and then make you, like, you know, lovingly wipe off the blood.
Right. I love how you guys, like, prompt to interact
at
your
our show. We require the exhibitors to have everything up and running. And I mean everything from PDP-8s to Altairs to Commodores.
Right.
And we have lectures and prizes and technical classes. The museum itself is open most Sundays afternoons because we're all volunteers. Mm-hmm. We are co-located at a larger facility called the InfoAge Science Center. Mm-hmm. So next to our computer museum is a radio and TV museum. Next to that is a hackerspace. Next to that is a shipwreck museum. Next to that is a Marconi museum. Next to that is an electronic warfare museum. Next to that is a ham radio station. It goes on and on.
And nothing goes on there. That's a joke. So one of the things I love when
we
you
are
guys,
where the alpha geeks are in Monmouth County.
One of the things I love that every time Hope comes around is that there's a different sort of theme every year of the type of vintage you want to show off, because you normally get like one to three tables, so you know you really maximize space there. So why don't you describe for the people who can't make it here, who haven't stopped by yet, what your interesting theme is this year?
Sure. This year we're doing an Apple timeline. Mm-hmm. Simple enough. Apple One, every model of two, three, Lisa, and Mac.
I'm so happy to see Lisa because that was one of my first machines. My dad brought one home from work, and that was one of the first machines I got to play around with. So yeah. It was a very nice sight for sore eyes.
Can't imagine too many Hope people have ever used an Apple One.
Yeah.
Let alone seen.
Yeah, the wood ones, yes. And if I remember correctly with the Lisa, did you guys find the Core BIOS on the floppy yet? Because when I was there, it was asking for it because you guys couldn't locate it.
Oh, yeah, no, the hard drive is flaky. So we're trying our best to install software. You can only make the images on certain models of classic Macintosh. So we're downloading from the internet onto a floppy, onto the classic Mac, make the images, install them on the flaky hard drive on Elisa. It's a bit tedious, but it does work.
Now what I find also equally interesting, and I almost even found this more fascinating, is not just the vintage computers that you bring, but the reaction that people have when they see them. And, you know, I usually see a mix between people who are so excited because it's been a long time since they've seen their old model, you know, Apple IIe or what have you. But then you have the younger generation of people who are like, wait a minute, there was a period where Apple made stuff and it didn't consistently break all the time. So
yeah.
What's have been some of your interesting reactions at the con so far with this exhibit?
You know, like I said, a lot of young people who just, what is all this? I'm 39, so guys my age who grew up on Apple II and say, wow, I haven't seen this since middle school. And then a lot of guys say, oh, this is nice, but I grew up on a PDP-11 and punch cards, and these are toys.
Yes.
You know? I had a story a couple jobs back. I brought in...
In Fortran?
No. Cards? A couple jobs ago. The first day on the job, the IT intern comes to my desk and says, well, what do you want, you know, Mac or Windows? And I said, well, Mac, please. And I was just chatting with him, and I said, you know, last time I used a Mac as an Apple as my daily computer was a 2E. And he said, oh yeah, when I was a kid, I had a 2CI. This is like a 9-year-old kid. I said, no, not a Mac 2, an Apple 2. Yes. He said, it was an Apple. I said, no, you don't understand.
Right.
And so I tried to enlighten him, and he thought, well, I'm the IT guy. What do you know, old man?
It's like the way people say, like, Nintendo now or PlayStation.
I've seen that T-shirt that shows a Nintendo controller. It says, you know, it says something about, like, this is your beginning. It's like, at our booth, we have an Atari running Breakout.
Yes.
Just for fun, because Breakout was coded by Woz.
And last time you brought, like, the, like, terrible games collection, quote unquote, terrible games collection, such as Pac-Man and things like that for the different machines. Yes.
Yeah.
I tend to remember these things because
we also
decided really bored.
This year, gosh, I hope Emmanuel doesn't get mad at me for saying this.
He's mad at everyone, so go right ahead.
Okay. Hey, Emmanuel. we wanted to give back to Hope this year.
Mm-hmm.
We were, you know, he always very kindly has us on off the hook.
Right.
In the springtime to help us advertise our event. And Jason Scott and Bernie were on the air a few weeks after our show, back in May or so, or April, talking about our show.
Right.
And Emmanuel mentioned that he has his Zenith Z100, S100, you know, S100 computer from the 80s, and it's in a barn and it needs to be restored. So we contacted him through some of your people.
Mm-hmm.
Said, hey, that's what we do. So we're going to restore Emmanuel's old 1980s S100 computer for him. And be very discreet about whatever data we find on there.
Yeah, we find some interesting data.
So we're going to restore it for him and bring it back working one of these days and give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he can find wonderful things on there.
Right. Two last quick questions. One is, obviously, because you guys usually get one or two tables, I wish it could be like an entire wing like the Hackerspace Village. I think that would be awesome to like literally have a true miniature version of the museum. At Hope, but I like that you really get to bring out like the
heavy
hitters.
Can we have three-phase power and a lot of 220?
I unfortunately don't make those decisions. I wish I did because it'd be a lot
of
things better.
Freight elevator would help.
But my question is that in the museum, what's like a really rare or interesting piece of hardware that you haven't brought to Hope yet in all the times you guys come here?
We have thousands of artifacts in our collection.
Mm-hmm.
Three pieces in particular are by far our most exotic things.
Okay.
One is an original 1965 PDP-8 called the Straight 8, the original PDP-8. Only 1,500 ever made.
Right.
Less than 100 exist.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is currently being restored by one of our members.
Holy crap.
One of our artifacts is a 1965 UNIVAC 1219B, which is the only one of that model in existence. It was designed to be used on a Navy ship for radar and missile control. Ours was a gift of the John Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory. It's about the size of two Cadillac Escalades.
Mm.
We need a forklift and pallets.
Yeah.
And the third really exotic thing we have is a 1956 Bendix G15 vacuum tube computer.
Mm-hmm.
They only made 500 of those ever from 56 to 64, and we have number three.
Wow.
It was the first one they sold commercially. The first one never left Bendix. Second one to the Pentagon, and the third one sold to a civil engineering firm, and we have it.
Wow. Good condition?
Restorable, and we're thinking about restoring it. If we were to do so, we don't know this for a fact yet, but we're wondering if it might be the oldest working computer in the country.
Mm. Well, that'll definitely be a good question to bring in. I wish I could really go on forever and ever on this, but unfortunately, I have to go. If you are at the con, please stop by their exhibit. It's a really, really nice display, and you can ask a ton of questions, whether you've known it or it was back in your day. And I'm just really happy that I stopped by the radio station to talk about your exhibit and a lot of the history behind it, which I think gets lost in translation with a lot of these.
I really appreciate it, and we're midatlanticretro.org.
Awesome, because I was just about to ask that. Thank you so much for being
on
the radio, and stay tuned for more content and interviews on Radio Statler.